This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The campaigning for the second and final phase of assembly elections in West Bengal will end this evening. 142 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on 29th of this month. The assembly segments that will vote in the second phase cover 8 electoral districts, including Kolkata North, Kolkata South, Howrah, North 24 Parganas, South 24 Parganas, Hooghly and Purva Bardhaman. Earlier, the first phase of polling in West Bengal registered a record voter turnout of 93.19% on 23rd of April. The counting of votes for all 4 states, including Keralam, Assam, West Bengal, Tamil Nadu and one union territory, Puducherry, will be held on 4th of May. The Election Commission has announced a stringent security plan for the second phase of assembly polls in West Bengal, making it clear that any attempt to disrupt voting or obstruct electors would be dealt firmly. The EC directed security personnel to carry out constituency-wise deployment and step-up area domination exercises in interior lanes and sensitive neighbourhoods to ensure that voters can exercise their franchise without fear. Meanwhile, State Chief Electoral Officer Manoj Kumar Agarwal, who visited Kagdweep in South 24 Parganas district ahead of the second phase of polling, held a meeting with representatives of various political parties and urged them to encourage voters to participate freely. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has registered a case to probe recovery of 79 crude bombs in poll-bound West Bengal. Officials said the move came following a directive by the Union Home Ministry in this regard. In a statement, an NIA spokesperson said that the anti-terror agency registered a case, which was originally filed at Uttarkashi Police Station in Bhanga Division of Kolkata on Saturday, and took up the investigation. Earlier yesterday, the Election Commission directed the West Bengal Police to launch a special drive to arrest those involved in illegal manufacturing of crude bombs in the poll-bound state. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive in Gangtok today on a 2-day visit to Sikkim. Mr. Modi will take part in the closing ceremony of 50 years of Sikkim statehood and inaugurate lay foundation stone of multiple projects worth 4,000 crore rupees during his visit. Upon his arrival, the Prime Minister will take part in a roadshow from Birla Dwar to MG Mark this afternoon. Later, he will interact with BJP workers. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a 5-day visit to Himachal Pradesh beginning today for the summer sojourn. During her visit, the President will attend a banquet hosted by the Governor of Himachal Pradesh at Lok Bhavan in Shimla tomorrow. On Wednesday, President Murmu will visit the Atal Tunnel. The President will also visit the Army Training Command in Shimla on the last day of her visit on 1st of May. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India and New Zealand will sign a free trade agreement in New Delhi today, marking a significant step towards strengthening economic ties between the two countries. Speaking during his visit to the Taj Mahal in Agra with New Zealand's Minister for Trade and Investment, Todd Maclay, Mr. Goyal said the agreement was finalized after years of high-level discussions and will be signed in the presence of both the leaders. The FTA aims to double bilateral trade to $5 billion over the next 5 years. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval met UAE President Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan yesterday and discussed measures to deepen the comprehensive strategic partnership and the regional situation. The Indian Embassy in the UAE said Mr. Doval conveyed Prime Minister Narendra Modi's greetings to the UAE leader during his official visit to the Arab country. In a social media post, the Indian Embassy said measures to deepen comprehensive strategic partnership, the regional situation and other issues of mutual interest were discussed. Earlier this month, Mr. Doval met Saudi Arabia's senior leaders and discussed bilateral relations, the regional situation and other areas of mutual interest. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Lucknow Super Giants in a super over thriller at Ikana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow last night, chasing a target of 156 runs set by Kolkata Knight Riders. The Lucknow Super Giants made 155 for 8 in the stipulated 20 overs. In the super over that followed, the LSG managed to score only one run as they lost both of their wickets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.